underscore start colon MOV EDX comma LEN MOV ECX comma MSG MOV EBX comma 1 MOV EAX comma 4 INT 0x80 MOV EAX comma 1 INT 0x80 section dot data MSG DB open single quote hello exclamation point close single quote comma 0xA LEN EQU dollar sign dash MSG. Can you guess what this program does? Go on and paste the code at an online assembly executor like www.tutorials.com/compile_assembly_online.php and see what happens. If you guessed hello, then you are right, but it could look a little surprising to a newbie as to why so many lines of code are required for the computer to print a single line of text. The unexpected complexity of this program is due to the fact that assembly relies on low-level code, which means the kind of code that computers can interpret and humans need to really memorize the commands and syntax. Don't be alarmed, though, as this is an example just so you know what a snippet of code looks like. We will be talking about high-level programming languages throughout the rest of the book. Algorithms. Learning about algorithms and flowcharts before getting dirty with coding is a very smart approach for beginners to take. When people code, people are providing a solution to a problem, and it needs to be done in a way for the computer to understand. But if you spend a lot of time trying to craft each line of code without a clear objective, you might find yourself editing the code if your solution doesn't fully address the problems or different case scenarios. Programs can be really complex. Wired reported back in 2015 that all of Google's internet services are powered by 2 billion lines of code. Even a seemingly simple app like the Microsoft Windows 10 calculator, which was recently made open source and written in C++, has more than 35,000 lines of code. You simply just can't efficiently write these codes without a game plan, and making algorithms can help you do that. The exciting thing about making an algorithm is that you do not need to know how to code at all. You don't even need a computer, although having one does help. Going back to first code snippet shown earlier, which was written in assembly language, assembly is a low-level language containing mostly abstract codes. There is actually an even more extreme level of code called machine code that only the computer can understand and looks like random numerical gibberish to humans. Algorithms are the complete opposite. Like the definition of code, an algorithm is still a list of instructions for the computer to follow, but something humans can totally understand. Computers may view the algorithm as gibberish, but at least you have a complete reference model on the problems you need to solve as you begin trying to translate every algorithm line into code. So with the assembly snippet, the algorithm equivalent would be something like this. 1. Start program. 2. Display the message, hello, on the screen. 3. End the program. We only have a single line in the algorithm, in addition to the 2 obvious start and stop steps, because that's all the program does. Because computers can't understand non-code instructions, you have full control of how to present the algorithm. You can make it as detailed as you wish in whatever human language or dialect you like. Big coding projects tend to be handled by a team of coders, programmers, and developers, and having a detailed algorithm helps greatly with the project management. It also doesn't matter how you present the algorithm. Key it in using Microsoft Word on your Android smartphone or iPad, jot it on a piece of paper, or write it on the whiteboard for your team to see. It is totally up to you. However, for